It's now time for locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra after their first win of the regular season. Congratulations, coach. It's a 34-24 victory over Horton. Your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, thank you. It felt good to get the first one of the season. I thought the guys did really well. Our offensive line, I told them the other day in film to pat themselves on the back. We had our first 100-yard rusher in a game since the 21 season. We didn't have one last year, so, I mean, that was outstanding. And I mean, we almost had two of them. I think Solomon had like 89 yards, I think. But we ran the ball really, really well. Our passing, did okay, most of the time, but then it kind of just turned into a scramble if it wasn't there quickly. Zach did a good job of deciding that. And I mean, we had about four, I think, real big passing plays for about 20 to 30 yards, and I mean, some of those ended up being a difference. We had a big one right before halftime that then also got the 2-point conversion going in, up 10, which was beneficial. So, I thought we played hard. I thought our defense did, honestly really good. Horton came out and pounded, right down the field that first drive, and I thought, oh my, this is, might be interesting. And then we responded really well. We, bended it. Didn't break, and held him on some fourth downs and did a good job.
You're with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Coach, how does Zach feel when he's in the pocket? Because you mentioned he likes to scramble a lot. Is that due to necessity, or is that just kind of what he likes to do?
That's a good question. Sort of both. He likes making plays, and I think that he is more confident in making plays with his feet, and I have told him that the fewer times that the ball has to travel through the air with nobody under control and grasp of it, the better that usually a football game will go. So whether that's in pitches or throws or, I mean, even handoffs changing hands, if it can just stay in his hands, I told him that he's got green light at all times to run. So I kind of condensed some passing sort of situations and concepts to, you look here, and if it's not there, then roll out, make something happen. And I mean, that's what he's best at. So, you know, like I said earlier, I think the offensive line did a good job of blocking just long enough and, letting them go to work. And then the receivers too, I know that kind of sucks. You know, you might not catch a lot of balls, but I thought that they, just about each one of them got a ball or got an attempt at one, made the most of it, did an excellent job, and they get downfield, they blocked downfield pretty well too. So it was really, really good progress with that.
Yeah, three passing touchdowns and the victory. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Wyatt Hofstra, the head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra, ahead of their game against Mission Valley, and another home game for you guys, certainly a winnable one. This is a Vikings team that, you just take a look at their point totals. They've struggled a little bit offensively, but they do have some playmakers. Your thoughts on the style of offense that Mission Valley likes to run?
Well, they, I see a lot of similarities to us a little bit. They got a quarterback that's pretty athletic and can make some pretty quick moves. Fast and, you know, plays fast and plays hard. They got some big kids up front, some skill players that, you know, are pretty decent and help the quarterback out. And, I don't know, they played really good competition. I thought that they, look good on film. They got a middle linebacker, pretty strong, but, the Dieters kid at quarterback is a, standout athlete on film. So as long as we, you know, keep the ball, I mean, you can't keep it out of his hands, but if you can get it out of his hands quickly and as many times as possible, then I like our chances.
Here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. As we enter district play, coach, how do you like the rest of your schedule the rest of the season?
I think we got a great district. I think we got some strong teams, I think, especially this year. I mean, I believe that our district, I mean, has taken an immense step up across the board. I mean, I know that we, just from last year, I know that we are better, than we were last year. I know that, I mean, McLeod started 3-0. JCN is doing outstanding. St. Mary's is the defending state champs, you know, and even with that, I think that, Oskaloosa and Mission Valley's film and numbers are looking, you know, immensely better than what we all were last year. So So I think that's awesome that as a district we can step up, and, you know, most of it is us Northeast Kansas schools in our league. So I think it's great for our league that we are, you know, getting competitive again and can stand out and, you know, make the state and the classification take notice. I think that's awesome.
A lot of fun games to come, to be sure. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And best of luck against Mission Valley coming up on Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go Dragons.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Heinen Repair and The Elevator.